My name is Maureen, I'm an addict. I'm really nervous, I'm shaking. But I know I'll be okay in a few minutes because I know I'm doing the right thing being here. I'll just start off a little bit about where I came from. I quite often list my drugs by the decades. The 70s was psychedelic drugs, then into speed and heroin. The 80s was cocaine and crack and drink, and freebase and drink. The 90s, I got back into heroin again and straight on the needle. I did the usual progression. I don't need to go into it. You know, a lot of people go through that. I ended up at the end of my using, I was selling the big issue and begging. And I had no hope. I was in my 40s and thought the story of my life was drugs and substitution and drink and puff all my life. And I thought I could never change. The one thing that kept me alive was my partner, who I drank and used with. And I say alive, but you know, I was barely alive. I was just existing. Like the readings say, just waking up, going out to get the money to use, to do it all over again the next day. And I did that for a long time. I often say I got stoned and I missed it. But I did that for about 30 years. I tried lots of times to stop. I did geographicals. I moved to other countries. I moved from one borough to the other. And I moved from one man to another. And at the end, in the 90s, I did a lot of detoxes, lefexidine, cold turkeys, substituting, just drinking till the gear was out of my system, and staying drunk so I didn't feel the sickness. And I didn't plan it at the end. But, you know, now I know it's my higher power stepped in. I'd been out scoring. I was really sick, and I'd just run up the escalators. I had the gear in my mouth, as you do, and I stopped and made a phone call. And this time it was different. I didn't just ask for a quick detox or a little fix. I asked to go into treatment. I knew I had to go away to go to, something had to be different at this time. And they said, well, they, you know, gave me an appointment. And funnily enough, they gave me one quite soon. Usually it was like lots of letters and a 6-week wait before I even got into to the DDU. And I went home to my partner. We had a hit. And I said to him, you never guess what I've done. I've just phoned to get into detox. And he said, well, I suppose I better make my phone call then. We did no discussion on this. It just happened. About 6 weeks later, I was just ready to go to detox, and they said I couldn't go because they found out I hadn't been taking my methadone. I'd been using and selling the juice, so they reckoned I wouldn't survive it. I was about 5.5 stone at the time. I was pretty weak, and they didn't think I'd survive the detox. But it was funny, I had to threaten that if they didn't let me go, I was going to kill myself, you know. And I had friends in the 70s who had, within a year, had hung themselves within a year of each other. And I saw the devastation that brought their families and their friends. So, you know, suicide was never an option for me. But anyway, I got away to treatment. I went to Plymouth. And a week later, my partner went to Bristol. And I don't know why or how, but higher power, I asked to go to the strictest place possible because I knew I needed strict, and as far away as possible because I needed to not be able to get into my dealers lightly. So that was Plymouth in a 12-step program. And don't remember getting there. A couple of days later, I remember a bump on my head from where I fell out of the taxi. I remember just crying. And for some reason, I just felt safe. I was crying with relief, and obviously I was scared. But that was my introduction to the 12 steps. And straight away, I loved them. I loved step one. I was sort of relieved to find out about the powerlessness and unmanageability, because a lot of the stuff I had done, and for many years, I just thought I was some evil, selfish bitch. Although I had had moments when I thought deep down, I am better than this, I know I can do good, and I want to do good, but I was too busy getting my gear and trying to stay, sort of exist a bit alive. So I worked the first three steps then. I had a counselor who I sort of guessed knew a bit of what he was talking about. I sort of guessed he was an addict, although I'd never been to a meeting before I went to this place. First meeting, I didn't like it. I just wanted a hit. And this, I said this to the girl beside me, and she said to me, "What's a hit?" Because she was an alcoholic. She didn't know what a hit was, and, you know. But, you know, I was still clucking then, and I had a pretty bad time. I did have a bad time physically for about 5 or 6 weeks, and it wasn't until about the 7th or 8th week that I actually decided and came to realize that I couldn't puff again and I couldn't drink again. It was all or nothing, because at this stage I knew it was life or death. You know, I don't say this lightly, it was definitely life or death for me. So I accepted, you know, I've tried everything else, I'm going to give this a shot. And, you know, people said to me, what you put in, you get back. And I often say it, still say it now, and I said it then, well, I'm going to put loads in so I get loads back. And, you know, that was 6.5 years ago, and I've done that since. For someone who's the biggest rebel going, and, you know, I did everything I was told, just about everything. I took on most of the suggestions. There was two I didn't. One was come back to London, and the other was come back to my partner. But the reason I did that was my home was here, and I knew he was working a program too. So I gave it a shot with him, and we're still together. We still both work the program, do our meetings, both do service. We're blessed. I think it's a bonus because it's 24/7 sharing, and there is a deeper understanding there. Some of the craziness sometimes, okay, can get a bit much, but we understand the craziness. I learned so much, and I continue to learn to this day. I've learned how to change my behaviors. I've gone to college. One of my newest addictions is going to college. Hopefully I'm getting my fourth diploma in the post any day now. I'm doing something I wanted to do when I was 18. I'm a holistic therapist, and I always wanted to do that in my hippie days, but, you know, I got stoned and I missed it. But I'm doing it now. I'm able to give back to the general public. I won't say the normal public, I'll say general. And I'm very much into doing service, coming in, sharing, taking meetings, helping in meetings. I have a sponsee. I'm happy, I'm really happy, contented, I'm healthy, a little bit fat, but I'm running now, so I'm sorting that out. But I've learned so much about myself now. It's 2 years since I've had a sunbed. This is a big clean time for me. 2.5 years since I've had a ciggy. That's another good one. But the sunbed was big, and you know, I nearly bet on the horses, but I know what I'm like, so I didn't put that first bed on. I know that without NA, without the meetings, you know, I just wouldn't even be alive, never mind be happy. You know, I can be quite serene at times. It surprises me. I'd live, you know, I learned to live at first by the hour. My program is by the hour for the first 9 months year. Now it's, I can keep it in the day. I still do 2 to 4 meetings a week. And like I say, service, and I fully believe in this program. Don't know how exactly how it works, but it does work. I've seen it, you know, not just in me, my partner. I've got some brilliant friends. I've got a life, and that's, you know, that's just fantastic. I've got my family back in my life again. I'm able to be there for them. I'm even in touch now with family I haven't seen for 20 years and more. So, you know, all I can say for newcomers or anyone who's new is give it your best shot. You know, what you put in, you do get back the more you put in. I know the times of my meetings drop, you know, if I'm not working my program on a daily basis, my quality of life does drop a bit. But when I say my prayer in the morning, when I read my reading, or when I phone a newcomer, nearly instantly my quality of life of that day rises. I don't know what the time is, how long I've got. But yeah, that's the basic things is service, sponsor, steps, and meetings. You know, I go on holidays now and I remember them. When I go on holidays, I find meetings, not dealers. You know, family invite me into their homes. When I went to see my brother, he even left his wallet on the table. I was amazed he'd left his wallet on the table when he went to bed. You know, I have a little niece at the moment who's very, very ill in America, and I'm able to email her every day. She's 50 months old, and I email my cousins and my brother, and I'm there for them, and they know I'm there for them. And that is, you know, something, you know, I thought I'd lost them ages ago, my family. My parents didn't live to see me clean. I was drunk at both their funerals. But my sister says she talks to them every day and tells them. And I sort of have the feeling that through my family they know. And, you know, through me some friends have come to the rooms just by seeing that I did it. They thought, well, if she can do it, I can. And they've done it. So all I can say is give it your best shot. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Thanks.